But if we're talking about a woman totally in control of her career and image, it's got to be the Material Girl herself. From Material Girl to Mama Extraordinaire, Madonna wrote the book on transformation.
Part of what makes her really smart is that she changes the design.
She sort of went from street waif to Hollywood sophisticate to now wife, mother, and an author of children's books.
In the 80s and 90s, Madonna shocked the world with her in-your-face sexuality.
She really was one of the prime movers of the way our society has become pornier.
That's right. The man said pornier. Makes sense, too. Cone-shaped bras, lewd and provocative dancing, spreads in Playboy and Penthouse, and, who can forget the sex book? These days, Madonna's still in the book biz.
Did you want me to read the story?
Yeah!
This time, children's books.
She actually has sort of settled down. She's got three kids now. You know, sure, none of them were born in wedlock, but that's fine.
Give the lady a break. She's got enough on her plate. International fame, spiritual quests, and grappling with hard mommy questions. Like this one from CNN's Richard Quest.
If your daughter decided to prance around on the stage in her underwear,
mm-hmm.
singing and hollering,
mm-hmm.
would you approve?
Probably not.
Oh yeah, the double standard of parenthood already kicking in. Ooh, but she's not the only kick-ass naughty girl of Hollywood to go nice. May we present Ms. Angelina Jolie.
And this is me.
This tattooed diva first caught our attention after her Oscar win for her psycho role in Girl Interrupted.
Good to be home.
She came onto the scene beautiful, talented, and a true wild child.
I've had some good nights in Los Angeles, I'll just put it that way.
She raised more than a few eyebrows when she married actor Billy Bob Thornton. Public displays of affection was sort of their thing. Also their thing, wearing vials of each other's blood around their necks.
It's not a vial.
Okay, whatever you want to call it. She told Larry King all about it.
And what does he wear?
And mine.
Your blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Okay, sure, that's nice. Jolie went on to raise even more eyebrows when she defied every bad girl stereotype out there and became a global humanitarian and spokesperson for the United Nations.
We shape our future by the way we raise our children.
You can't accuse the woman of not practicing what she preaches. She's adopted three orphans from around the world and is the proud mama of a daughter, Shiloh, whom she had with Brad Pitt.
She's taken on the roles of being a mother. She's now seen as a global humanitarian, so it's been quite a change.
But Jolie tells us she doesn't think she's changed at all.
I'm still a punk kid. I got my tattoos covered.
It's pretty clear Angelina Jolie isn't a punk kid anymore. She takes her role as UN Goodwill Ambassador very seriously. In fact, she recently wrote an op-ed piece in the Washington Post urging humanitarian assistance for displaced families of Iraq. All the while, reportedly pregnant with her fifth child. Not bad for a former bad girl. Be on the lookout for the next Showbiz Tonight podcast. Remember, Showbiz Tonight is TV's most provocative entertainment news show. We're on 7 nights a week at 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on CNN Headline News. Thanks for watching the Showbiz Tonight podcast. I'm Brooke Anderson.